Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
一个礼拜的时间就这样过去.
It's so quick that this 1 week time just passed away, passed again.
今天我就要从回家的路途上回家.
Now I'm on my journey back home today.
在这一个礼拜的时间，谢谢弟兄姐妹, 对我的爱心.
In this week, I thanks, give thanks to you all, your hospitality and your loving.
愿天上的父神纪念你们所做的点点滴滴。
May Heavenly Father remember everything you did to me.
今天早上我们来思想一个题目, 到底我们留下什么?
Today I'd like us to focus on one topic, what would we leave behind?
不管是一个信徒或是一个一般的人, 在他们走过一生道路了之后, 他们总希望 所留下一些比较美好的事物。
No matter you are believers or non-believers, we all journey in this world, and we always want to think, what would we leave behind?
有些人为了他自己, 有些人为了他的国家, 所以他牺牲, 他奋斗, 他努力, 然后希望能够留下一个美名。
Some people, they strive even with their life, fight for their personal dreams or fight for their country so they can leave something behind for people to commemorate.
有些人为了世界的和平, 他甚至于牺牲了自己的生命, 也愿意。
Others, they fight their life for the world peace.
但有的时候在我们的生活的当中, 有时候我们会看到一则这样的新闻。
But sometimes we probably read a news from a newspaper.
说哪一个财主, 他死掉了以后, 留下了一大笔财产给某一个人。
Have you ever thinking about a rich person actually give his fortune to someone else?
可能我们并不贪心, 但是我们会有一些羡慕, 有没有?
But sometimes we're envy about such a fortune that some people receive.
但是有的时候我们也会看到一则新闻是这样说的。
But sometimes we also read other news such as this.
哪一个富有的人, 他死后, 他把的财产留给他的宠物。
And rich people leave the fortune to his pet.
所以我们又羡慕,又嫉妒,又生气。
That we envy, we become angry, we also are upset.
确实, 刚才我们所读的这一段经文, 他提到了一些事项, 说是比方真实,可敬,公义,清洁,可爱的, 这些事情都是好的。
We read this verses, it has a lot of describing words such as true, noble, right, pure, and lovely. Those are things that are good.
而且是可以被人纪念的, 而且是可以流传给后人的。
And those are something we will remember and commemorate, and those are something we can pass on to the next generation.
而刚才这是所提的这些有一些特质。
And all of those descriptive words has a common characters.
第一个, 它这些的特质必须要是真实, 要能够经得起考验的。
One important character is those are all truthful things that can be tested through time.
只有真实的事情才能够经得起考验。
Only the truthful things can pass the test.
虚假的事情总有一天被人拆穿, 是经不起考验的。
And truthless things will eventually fail and cannot pass the test.
当我第一次去 国内 短宣的时候,
One time I went on a short mission to China.
曾经在我们当中的包云提醒我,
it was a sister named Bao Ying, some of you know her.
她说你去了温州不要去买礼拜鞋。
If you go to Wenzhou, don't buy the Levi shoes, like weekly shoes, okay?
我说什么叫做礼拜鞋?
What do you mean by weekly shoes?
是不是做礼拜的时候才能穿的鞋?
Meaning is those are shoes you wear only go to worship.
后来他说不是, 是那个品质不太好。
No, it's because of some quality issue with those shoes.
穿一个礼拜就会坏掉。
It only lasts through one Sunday.
当我这个人真实的到了温州的时候, 我去看了真的是很多的鞋厂。
Once I arrived in Wenzhou, I know that there's a lot of shoe factory.
事情已经改观了。
But things have changed in
quite a bit. 经过了十二十年的改变。
after 20 years of improvement.
温州的鞋子不仅仅是在国内发行。
The shoe business not only running really good, really well in China.
他们领先时尚。
They actually leading the trend in the shoe business.
甚至于让欧洲的鞋厂抗议。
They actually, with some of those European countries actually protest the success from the Wenzhou shoe business.
他们能够从礼拜鞋变成一个领先世界的潮流风尚，这不是容易的。
They from a weekly shoes to a shoes that leading the trend of the whole world, it takes some time.
在这个过程的当中，他们一定是经过一次又一次的试验，一次又一次的考验，才能够让他们获取今天的名声。
The shoe business must be gone through a lot of trials, a lot of tests to reach the stage today.
这就好像我们的信心一样。
This is like our faith.
信心绝对不是在一次的得胜的当中能够坚固的。
The faith cannot be strengthened first through only one trial or one test.
真实的爱心也不是一次的给予就能够形成的。
A truthful faith, a truthful love cannot be formed through one opportunity.
忍耐的个性也不是一天能够造成的。
A character of perseverance cannot be within one day.
单单只有外表并不能够经得起考验。
We know that if things are superficial, it cannot last the test.
第二，刚才所谈的这几个项目当中，它有个另外一个特质，必须要是美好的。
The second character that's common to all those strict words is those are good.
我们想想基督在世上的日子。
When Christ is in this world,
他所传的，他所行的，他所说的，都是满了真实跟美好。
What he has taught, what he has spoken, and what he has been doing, all full of truthful things and beautiful characters.
他责备一些人的时候，不是为了要让他的心快乐。
When he rebukes people, not because he wants to bring joy to their hearts.
他责备是为了要让他们能够悔改。
When he rebuked one, the people to repent.
他教训人的时候是为了要让他们得到真实的生命。
When they discipline people, they want the people to gain the life.
所以当主耶稣怜悯人的时候，他就乐意饱足他们。
So when you have mercy on people, then you will feed the people.
他因为爱这些人，就医治他们。
Because of love, he will heal the people.
主所做的这一切是真实的，又是美善的。
What he has done to demonstrate things that are good and truthful.
所以今天当我们想起我们主的时候，我们就羡慕。
So when we think about Jesus, then we will admire all his characters.
而主耶稣基督所做的，直到如今仍然影响我们。
What he has done still have a paramount impact to the people.
在日本有一个非常有名的糕饼店。
There's a very famous bakery shop in Japan.
他们做的非常好吃。
Those bakeries are so delicate.
而且因为好吃，所以它的价格也稍微贵一点。
So because the bakery is very delicate and the price are kind of high.
许多人去到这个店里的时候，好像也十分的被尊重。
So the people that come to the store will get some respect and very good reception.
虽然你花了比较高昂的价格来买这个糕点
，Even though you pay a high price for those bakery goods.
但是你享受这个美味的糕点，而且也享受这些就是销售员对你的一个好的态度。
Not only enjoy the very good bakery, you also enjoy a very good service in the bakery shop.
有一天早上，有一个穿着不太像样的人进到这个店里面。
One day there was a person came to the store, not well dressed.
马上就引起店员的注意。
And the people walk over there, they kind of look at that person.
他们打量了他下，觉得说他应该买不起这些糕点。然后我们真的要这样子 serve 他吗
？And they look at that person. They don't believe the person is able to purchase expensive bakery goods in the shop.
这时候店主就马上出来了。
And the owner of the shop show up.
他说：“先生，你要买什么？买什么？”
And he went up and talked to them to ask him, "What do you want to buy?"
那个穿着不怎么样的人，好不容易掏了一点钱，能够买一个糕点。
Then the person that came to the store finally got some money to be able to buy one bakery good.
这个店主就很谨慎地把它包装好，然后很有礼貌地说是谢谢你的光临。
And he serviced the rich person with a very good courtesy, wrapping everything.
这个店家有非常好品质的糕点。
This bakery shop has a very bakery goods with high quality.
也有一个非常真实的服务态度。
And they have also a very good service attitude.
以至于让这些不管是有钱的、没有钱的、富有的、贫穷的，能够享受同样的。
So the rich and the poor can all enjoy the bakery goods from the shop.
这个才能够建立这家商店的声誉。
So this is the way they establish the reputation.Of this bakery shop.
今天或许有许多的基督徒或者信徒认为，讲真理的时候，好像就不太能够讲爱。
A lot of believers we believe that we cannot pay attention to both truth and love.
如果讲求爱的时候，好像必须要在真理上要有一点妥协。
Sometimes we focus stress emphasize love, then we have to compromise the truth.
虽然讲爱是比较容易。
Most of the time, it's easy to talk about love.
比较容易受欢迎。
And it's a popular topic as well.
但是如果一个教会单单只有爱，
if a church only talk about love,
而没有人为了为罪、为义的缘故在那里悔改，为了审判的缘故在那里流泪的时候，
if no one repent and cry for the sins and justice and the judgments.
教会就不够真实。
And the church is not just like a regular club or association like in this world.
教会也就不够充满爱。
And then the church would not have the love, the true love.
教会需要有真理的根基。
The church should have a foundation of the truth.
教会也有爱心的实际行动。
We also need to have a realization of love.
愿意我们在真理跟爱的当中，我们能够平衡。
Hopefully, we can reach a balance between the truth and the love.
这个时候，个人的见证、教会的见证才能站立得住。
And our testimony as an individual and a testimony as a church can stand firm.
而这样的见证才是真实又美好的。
And this type of testimony can be truthful and can be good.
第三个足以留给后人的特质。就是说具有永恒跟长久的价值。
And the third character is eternal quality.
我们知道人生真的是短暂。
We all know that the life is short.
按照圣经来讲，按照我们现在的光景来讲，七八十岁、九十岁可能是快要到极限了。
We know that a regular person probably live about 70 to 80 years.Or 90 years.
而今世对我们基督徒来讲，我们也真明白，在这个时段，我们人生还活在这世上的这段日子，实在是一个暂时的居所。
We know that this life is, this world is only a temporary dwelling for us.
所以照说，我们对今世的事情应该不是那样的眷恋。
So, therefore, we shouldn't be very affectionate.For the things in this world,
我们应该有远景，应该有盼望。
We should have a eternal hope and eternal vision.
我们应该渐渐地培养一些所谓的永恒的眼光。
We should have a eyesight for eternity.
我们才不会只顾到眼前而已。
So not only we only pay attention to things we can see.
有一个文章是这样子写的。
There was an article I read.
一个做父亲的是杀猪的。
A father who profession is a butcher.
他去检查了以后，发现他的生命只剩下六个月的时间。
He went for a doctor visit. He had a terminal disease. He only about six months life left.
所以这个做父亲的就在想，就说我的生命只剩下这么多，到底我可以留给我孩子一些什么东西
？So he was thinking about what he can give to his son with only 6 months of life left.
除了利用这六个月的时间，我好好努力的工作，多存一点钱给我的孩子之外，到底我可以留给我的孩子什么？
Other than that, I can. Other than he can make a lot of money with the rest of 6 months, what other thing he can leave for his son?
经过一段日子的思想之后，他就对找来孩子对他说。
After several weeks, and he talked to his son.
他说：“再过一阵子，我就要把你所心爱的那只猪杀掉卖了。”
And after probably for after a while, I need to slaughter.The little pig that you love so much.
而且我要请你做我的助手。
And not only that, I need to ask you as an assistant.
这个孩子听了以后十分生气。
Once the boy heard about it, he got really, really upset.
父亲，你实在是有点残忍。
Father, you're so cruel about this.
你知道这只猪，我已经从小的时候我一直养它。
You, don't you know that the little pig that I have been a pet since I was born?
虽然我不能够禁止你把这猪卖掉。
Even though I cannot prevent you from selling the little pig.
但是你为什么要叫我帮你做你的助手来杀它呢？
Why did you ask me to slaughter the pig to help you to slaughter the pig?
日子是一天一天的过去。
After a while,
这个孩子。越想越难过
he was really sad.
越想越生气
and he got more upset.
但是他为了不要让这个父亲有任何的感觉，他想着说我要坚强一点。
But because he doesn't want to have bad infant to step because of terminal disease, he want to be strong to face this situation.
我不要让爸爸看到我的弱点，我不要在爸爸的面前流泪。
He doesn't want to be shed tears, and he doesn't want to be let his father see he's being weak.
六个月时间过去了。
After 6 months has passed.
杀小猪的那天日子到了。
The day that his father said he's going to slaughter the pig.
但是那只小猪并没有被杀。
The pig was not being slaughtered.
因为父亲过去了。
But his dad passed away.
小男孩在那里流泪。
The child was shedding his tears quietly.
但是他就在那个时候明白了。
But at that point in time, he understand his daddy's, his father's mind.
因为在过去这六个月的将近六个月的时间，他学会了怎样失去。
So within that 6 weeks, he was preparing for this separation or loss.
他一直在准备着。
He has been preparing for it.
每一个父母都爱孩子。
All parents love their children.
我们都会想说，我们要保护孩子。
We all want to protect our children.
我们要给孩子快乐。
We want to give them happiness.
我们要让孩子得到很多。
We want the kids to win everything.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们一生不一定都是得。
But our life is not just to gain things.
有的时候我们要学习怎么样失去。
A lot of time we need to face the loss.
让孩子学习怎么样失去，面对不完美的人生，有能力来安慰自己。
The children need to learn how to face the loss and how to encounter imperfect life and how to comfort themselves.
要学习怎么样能够体谅别人，要学习怎么能够管理自己。
How to encourage other people, how to discipline himself.
那这些需要来学习。
They all need to learn this.
透过好像付出。
Through giving others,
透过一些附带价
through paying some prices,
透过失去我们人生的某一个部分
through some losses in our life,
让我们的生命有真实的意义
that our life would have a meaning of the true meaning.
一般来说，做事的一些技能稍微有一点学习，经过一段时间。就会学会。
We all know that our skills for profession we can learn in probably a period of time.
但人生的一些特质、一些性格需要从小就培养。
But the personality and character need to be formed since childhood.
而刚才这个故事当中，孩子学会了失去，是跟随着他一生。
The experience that in this story that This boy can face the loss, will be with him all his life.
会一生来建造他，坚固他。
Will continue to rebuild him and strengthen him through his life.
让他能够面对困难的时候，能够持续的走下去。
So when he encounter difficulty, he continue to move forward.
这个是宝贵的。
This is very precious.
这是美好的。
This is good.
这是足以让我们努力要留给我们下一代的。
Those are the things that we can pass along to our next generation.
在我们属灵的生命当中，
In our spiritual life,
我们是追求的是短暂的美名吗？
Are we pursuing a short-term fame?
还是我们是生命的建造？
Or we are pursuing a rebuilding process our life.
我们生命所流露出来的是能够造就别人、影响别人的吗？
Our manifest a life that can edify people, influence people.
我们是不是留给别人的这些是一些好的榜样？
Do we leave a very good example for other people to follow?
我们所给别人的榜样是不是让人能够持续的来爱主、侍奉主呢？
Do we give other people a very good example that encouraging people continue to follow the Lord?
我们所做的见证是不是能够长久的在其他的弟兄姐妹身上产生功效呢？
Our testimony can become effective and edifying to sisters and brothers among us.
需要我们停下我们的脚步，有一些思想。
We need to stop to meditate.These things.
第二方面，我们看看我们怎么样面对前人所留给我们的一些东西。
And second things, we need to think about what our people we have inherited.
在第八节的经文说，这些事情，比方说这些讲的公义、真实、可敬、美名的事情，第八节的时候说，你们要来思想。
In verse 8, it says we need to think about such things. That things include whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure and lovely and admirable.
有的时候我们想一些事情的目的是为了要挑出毛病来。
A lot of time when we think about something, we tend to criticize things.
但是保罗在这里要提醒我们，我们要思想，不是为了要挑剔一些什么事情，而是要帮助我们能够分辨一些事情。
But Apostle Paul wants us to focus on discerning the good, so it's not just criticizing.
不要盲从，要去思想。
Don't follow blindly.
来分辨。
We need to discern.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十一、二十二节有一段这样的话说。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says,
凡事要查验。
Test everything.
善美的要持守
，Hold on to the good。
各样的恶事要禁戒不做
，Avoid every kind of evil。
所谓凡事查验的意思，就是我有一部分我们要来思考、来思想。
When it says test everything, that means we need to meditate on things and discern things。
可是有的时候我们过于迷信。
A lot of time we become superstitious.
我们太羡慕别人成功的例子。
We believe we think we will think about other people's success example.
所以我们照样的抄袭，结果常常不如我们所想的。
So we'll follow those example, and sometimes we have an unexpected result for following those example.
神给个人也罢，给教会有不同的特质，有不同的恩赐。
People are given different characters and attributes to first individuals in the church.
我们应当有所思想。
And we should meditate and think about those characters and attributes that God has given us.
所谓思想的当中，包括我们一起来寻求、一起来计划、一起来评估、一起来分辨。
And this type of meditation, including to seek, plan, evaluate, and discern.
以至于我们所做所活出来的是一方面是从神那边所领受的。
So not only we know the path that we can receive from the Lord.
也有一部分是神托付我们要我们这样做的。
Also the path and things that God will entrust us.
所以我们需要花时间来思想。
So we need to spend time.
思想力，思想之后再来做，可以免除或者说降低 我们可能遇到的难处跟错误。
After thinking about those, then that will reduce the error that are possible errors.
在第九节的地方，他说：“你前第八节说是你要思想，在第九节的时候说你们要去行。”
In verse 8, it says, "Think about those things." In verse 9, it says, "Put in practice."
一个有理想、有计划的人，如果他不透过思想之后的执行，他永远没有办法达成他的目标或理想。
If a person has a dream or plan, if he doesn't execute those, he cannot reach the goal.
刚才提到的好的事物。
We mentioned about those good things.
不单单是说去羡慕而已，而是要去学习。
Not only those are the things we admire, but we also need to learn.
信仰不单单是接受而已，要去操练。
Not only we need to receive and acknowledge our belief, we also need to put it in practice.
如此才能够印证你所信的是真实的还是美好的。
This is to testify what you believe is good.
我们会思想，保罗在这里也提醒，就是说我们要学会了思想所学习、所领受、所听见、所看见的。
Paul says we need to think about.Things that we learn, things we receive, and things we've seen in Christ.
但是弟兄姐妹，我相信你，我也是一样。
But I think, we are the same.
如果我们要去行的时候，好像是困难多一点。
You know that sometimes we want to act out our faith or belief, it's much difficult.
但是弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有这样的经验。当我们学习去行、去活出来的时候
，But we all share the same, experience when we.Act out our faith or belief.
我们会确定我是不是盲从，我是不是迷信，我是不是乱信。
Then we know that either, we don't believe blindly, and we don't believe randomly.
而且透过我们这样行出来的时候
，After we acting out our, put in practice our faith,
我们的生命可以成长成熟
，and our spiritual life will grow and become mature.
只是去听。
If you only to listen,
不能够使我们的生命成长。
Our spirituality would not grow.
只是去听，不能够使我们的态度改变。
If we only listen, our attitude and our mind would not change.
需要去面对，需要去行，需要去改变，生命才能够有一个真实的改变跟成长。
We need to act, we need to face, and need to change. Only that our life can have.Change and only that our life can grow.
当我们去做的时候，使我们所想的跟实际能够拉近它的距离。
When you put in action, we can draw the distance between our ideas and reality can be drawn closer.
我们去做的时候，我们才有机会来更正我们的错误。
Only when we put it in practice, we have an opportunity to modify and correct the mistakes.
当我们亲身去体验的时候，我们才能够体会别人的心态跟感受。
Only when we put our belief and faith in practice, we can really understand other people's feeling and their minds.
在很久以前
，It was a long time ago.
在法院里面
，It was in a court.
他们调查一件在平交道的车祸。
They were investigating an accident in a railroad crossing.
我不晓得在你的脑海当中还记不记得
？I don't know whether you recall such a thing.
在比较久的时候，在马路平交道，他们常常是有一个那个看守的人员摇那个红灯或者绿灯。
It was quite a while ago, and a railroad crossing, there's always a railroad guard or serviceman. They have to sign the light.
虽然火车司机在很遥远的地方，他要经过这个平交道的时候，如果这一个看守的人员在这个摇这个红灯的时候，他就知道他要停车了。
So the serviceman need to signal a light for the driver for the locomotive to stop with a red light.
如果说是这个平交道的管理员他在摇这个红灯的绿灯的时候，就表示他可以不必停就过去。
Then in the same token, you can signal a green light for the locomotive to pass through directly.
但是 somehow 这次就发生了车祸。
And but for some reason, there was an accident.
所以检察官就要来询问这一个平交道的管理人员。
So the prosecutor is investigating and examining this event.
他说，当火车来的时候，你有没有把红灯拿出来？你有没有拿错灯？是不是拿错了绿灯或者怎么样
？So when the train approaching the railroad crossing, did you signal the light?
你有没有拿正确的灯？
Did you signal the correct light?
这个评价导游说，我拿的非常准确，是红色的灯。
And the serviceman replied, "Yes, I did. Take out the right light. It's a red light."
所以火车应该停下来。
So the train should have stopped.
所以这个检察官就再问他。
And the prosecutor asked him again.
你拿是拿了红灯，但是你有没有这样子摇摆？
Did you signal in action on that red light to the driver of the train?
这平交道员说是，我当然有摇。
Yes, I did.
然后检察官就说，好吧，那你下去了。
And then the examination's done.
然后当这个平交道管理员下到台下的时候，他心里喘了一口气。
After he came out from the examination,
he was relieved. 还好他没有问我灯有没有亮。
He didn't ask me whether the light is on or not.
有的时候我们的生命就像这样子。
A lot of time, our life just like this.
你有没有想？有。
Have you thought about it?
就好像你有没有拿出红灯？有，拿正确的。
Yes, I did. I did pull out the right light.
你有没有这样的羡慕？也有，所以你有摇摆。
Yes, I did signal and wave and put it in action.
但是当我们知道这一切而我们不去实行的时候，就好像他虽然拿出红灯，虽然摇摆，但是灯却不是亮的。
So we put everything in practice, but the light was not on.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask God to give us.
虽然在我们的当中，有的人喜欢比较思想一些问题。
A lot of us, some of us want to. Meditate on things.
有喜欢人也喜欢听很多的东西。
And we like to hear things.
但是你总要提醒自己要去操练，要去行。
But we need to continually remind us. We need to put our belief in practice.
就好像刚才我们所提的这个经文，他所提的这许多好的事物、好的性情。
Just like those things we describe good things, noble things, right things.
如果你不去操练。
If you don't put them in practice,
它就不会属于你的。
And then it will not become part of you.
在希伯来书十二章一节。
In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1.
他说：“我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩包围着我们。”
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
所以就当放下这一切的重担。
So let us throw off everything that hinders.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔跑那前面的道路。
And sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance that the race marked out for us.
固然，这一段经文一开始的主要是要提醒我们有关于我们信心的生活。
This verse is even though it's related to our faith journey.
但是我们真的也是看见，在圣经有许多属灵的伟人，他们提醒我们。
And we all know that those are disciples in the Bible that are reminding us.
告诉我们。
And telling us.
哪一些事情是好的
？Things that are good.
哪一些事情是真实的
？Things are truthful.
哪一些事情可是可以存到永恒的
？They tell us things that can last.To the eternity.
哪一些事情具有真实的价值的
？They also reminding us things that have the true value.
但是弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你有没有过这样的经历，就是说你把你自己放在他们的角度上。
Have you ever put yourself in their shoes?
既然已经有这么多事实是他们已经证实是真实、是好的、是美的
，They have proven to us things those are good and right and just.
他们可能发出一样的叹息，说：“为什么？为什么有这么好的、真实、可敬、公义的事情，但是你们却不羡慕、不去行呢
？”And have you thought about they will groan about this that they are such a beautiful thing, and why are we not following them?
你为什么不去追求这些美好的呢
？Why are we pursuing those good things in our life?
另外一方面，可能这些所谓的属灵的伟人
，and maybe the other, maybe those saints.
他们可能有个极深的期待。
They are, earnestly urge us.
为什么我们不能够把握住我们的时间，把这些美好的事物传承给我们的下一代
why we cannot make a good use of our time, learn those, and we can pass on those good characters to our next generation.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们一个人的人生当中,
in our life,
有三件事情是一去就不再回来。
There are three things that cannot be rewind or reversed.
一个是时间,
one is the time.
时间过去不再回来。
The time passed away and would not return.
一个是我们所说的话。
The other one is the spoken words.
当你说出去的时候，你就收不回来。
After the words been spoken, you cannot take them back.
第三个就是一去不再回来的是机会。
And the third item is the opportunity.
一去不再回来。
The opportunity once you have it and won't come back again.
你不抓住就没有。
If you don't take hold of them, they won't come back.
我们怎么样看我们的人生？
How would we think about our life?
我们会留下什么？
What do we want to leave behind?
我们思想一些什么？
What would we meditate and think about?
愿意我们能够来思想，而且来实行这一切。
I hope that we can think about such good things and put them in practice.
使我们的生命更美好。
So our life can be better.
使我们的信心更活泼。
And our faith can be fervent.
使我们的爱心更实际。
And our love can be realized.
最后一个故事做结束。
I want to share with you the one story.
两个高中同学
There was a high school schoolmate.
住在附近
They live in a neighborhood.
有一天，其中一个孩子就开了一个崭新的跑车
One of the boy was driving a brand new sports car.
就好像我跟 Eric 一样
Just like Dustin and myself.
当我开了一个这崭新的跑车的时候，我就开到 Eric 家，告诉说 Eric.Look at that!
And we drove a very nice sport car to show it off to me.
Eric 的眼睛差一点掉下来。
And my eyes just completely opened up. Wow!
Wow! 这么好的一部车。
Such a nice car.
我就对 Eric 说。
And he was said to Eric.
My brother gave me that.
My brother gave me that. 给我那一辆好的车子。That's sweet.
当我们听到这些的时候。
After we...Heard about those things.
弟兄姐妹，我们羡慕什么？
What would we envy about?
你心中在想什么？
What would you think about?
我真希望我也有一个这样的哥哥，对不对？
Maybe we'll think about, maybe I would like to have such a brother.
这是我们所羡慕的。
And this is what we envy about.
所以当我开了这个跑车说 Eric, jump in.
So he will invite Eric to jump in and take for a spin.
我还没讲到 spin 呢。
Not yet. That will be the next step for sure.
Exactly. 那我就说 ，Eric， 来，这个新车我带你兜一下风。
Let's go around the neighborhood.
所以他们兜了一圈以后 ，Eric 羡慕得不得了。
So Eric becomes so envious.
很舒适。
It was so comfortable.
很安静。
A very quiet car.
很拉风。
And definitely a great show off.
后来终于我把 Eric 带回家了，我要 drop 他。
And after a while, then I'll drop up Eric at his home.
当我把 Eric drop 在他家门口的时候
，And at the front door.
At your house.
My house, okay.
他的弟弟出现了。
And Eric's brother show up.
他就说：“弟弟，你有没有看到这一部车
？”Did you see that car, brother?
将来我要帮你买一部这样的车。
In the future, I'll buy you such a car.
有的时候我们常常羡慕别人所得的。
A lot of time we envy what people have.
我们喜欢别人留给我们一些好的东西。
We like people to give us good stuff.
但是什么时候我们想到说我也要留一些好的东西给别人
？But when do we think about we want to give good things to other people?
我想今天我们所交通的
，So what we have shared today，
我们所思想的
，What we have been thinking about and meditate，
要来提醒我们，包括我自己。
This is to remind us，
不要单单的羡慕别人所留给我们美好真实的事物。
Now, it's not to only to admire things, a good thing that people have given us.
而是透过我们的生命，有一天我们也愿意，真的是甘心情愿的把一些美好的事物跟别人分享。
But this is so as to encourage us one day that we can share this good thing to the people around us.
而这一切是我们真实可以留给别人的。
And those are the things we can really share with the people around us.
这些是美好的，是真实的，是能够让别人纪念的。
Those are the things that are truthful. Those are the things that are good. Those are the things that people will commemorate.
而这些事情从神的眼光来看，是具有永恒价值的。
And in God's view, those are the things that will last to eternity.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
天父，我们献上我们的感谢。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
不管我们的出身是怎样。
No matter, what our backgrounds are,
也不管我们现在的光景如何。
No matter what our status, is,
你提醒我们，我们可以给。
You reminded us we can always give.
我们可以留下一些事物，让别人的生命更美好。
We can leave things behind that make other people's life better.
可以透过我们的生命，使别人的生命得到祝福。
Through our life, we become blessing for others.
主啊，是的，有的时候我们羡慕一些别人所拥有的。
Lord, a lot of time we admire, the things that other people own.
但是我们愿意说，主啊，我要学习怎么样有留给别人那美好的东西。
But, Lord, we want to resolve that we can, give good things to people around us.
使别人的生命能够得造就。
So other people's life can be edified.
使别人的生命能够得到真实的祝福。
So, other people's life can have the real blessing.
求主加添力量给我们。
Lord, you strengthen us.
主啊，我们能够留下一些东西给别人。
That we can leave things behind for the generation to come.
透过我们自己在教会的生活。
Through the life in this church.
成为弟兄姐妹的帮助。
That we become the help for other people's, needs in time.
成为弟兄姐妹的祝福。
That we become blessing for other brothers and sisters.
成为弟兄姐妹的安慰跟扶持。
That we become the comfort and, support.Of brothers and sisters,
以至于我们的生命更美好。
So our life can be better.
献上我们的感谢与赞美。
We give all the thanks.
愿主你自己带领我们前面的道路。
Lord, continue to guide us to the life journey in this world.
献上我们的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.